In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our Sabbath service today. Let us arise to sing hymn number 280.
The Lord among the nations, that the Lord is told, cut it out, cut it out. Cut it out among the nations, be the shoulders, cut it out. Cut it out, cut it out of adoration, and there shall increase. That a mighty King of glory is the King of peace. Cut it out of tribulation, let us soon our cease. Cut it out, cut it out. Cut it out among the people that the Savior is. Cut it out, cut it out. Cut it out upon the hidden, did a break out his. Cut it out, cut it out. Cut it out among the weeping ones that Jesus is. Cut it out among the weary ones that rest with ease. Cut it out among the sinners that he came to save. Cut it out, cut it out. Cut it out among the people, Jesus rings a bell. Cut it out, cut it out. Cut it out among the nations, that his ring is low. Cut it out, cut it out. Cut it out among the heroes that the rays have held. Let it rain across the mountains that the oceans burn. And the very heavy laden need to walk the road. Cut it out, cut it out.
We will now have our prayer. In our prayer, we thank our Lord Jesus Christ that on this day we are able to gather together to worship Him. We pray to our Lord Jesus Christ that He will guide us in our service today. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we kneel down and pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Hallelujah. Praise our Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak. Today, I would like to share with our brothers and sisters on this topic. The gospel was preached to Philip. From this incident that the gospel is preached to Philip, we would like to study certain incidences that is for our mutual encouragement as well as learning. The church in Philippi was established in Paul's second missionary journey. When Paul set forth in this second missionary journey, he went through the regions in Syria, in Cilicia, to Galatia, to the places where he has preached the gospel in his first missionary journey. Of course, his intention is also to strengthen the church over there. If we refer to Acts chapter 15, at the end of Acts chapter 15, it tells us of Paul started in his second missionary journey. Chapter 15, verse 41, it says, "And he went to Syria, Cilicia, strengthening the church over there." Acts chapter 16, verse 4. "As they went on their way through the cities, they delivered to them for observance the decisions that were reached by the apostles and the elders who were in Jerusalem." Verse 5. "So the churches were strengthened in the faith and they increased in numbers daily." So here it tells us that when Paul set off in his second missionary journey, he has this intention of going to these young churches that he has established in his first missionary journey to strengthen the church there so that this church will be able to grow into maturity, that they are not swayed by any wind of doctrines that may come the way in the later stages. After he has been to these churches, in verse 5, it tells us that the churches were strengthened and the numbers of members grew. Church been strengthened and the number of members growing. Always go hand in hand. Because when the church is matured, they will be able to have the foundation in their faith. They are able to know the commission that the Lord God have entrusted to them. They will go forth preaching the gospel. They will reap what they sow. So that's why church growth and the number of believers growing in numbers always come hand in hand. This commission of our Lord Jesus Christ of preaching the gospel to the world is something that is in the heart of Paul. Although he started off his second missionary journey with strengthening the places where he had preached the gospel to, but he had always have his sight on bringing the gospel to places that have yet to receive the word of the Lord God. We go on to
Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16.
From verses 6 to 9.
Acts chapter 16.
From verses 6 to 9. Here it tells us, and they went to the regions of Phrygia and Galatia, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. And when they had come up to Mysia, they attempted to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit of God did not allow them. So passing to Mysia, they went to Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia was standing there, urging him, saying, come over to Macedonia to help us. So here it tells us that when Paul, after he has strengthened the church, he has the intention of traveling west to the region of Asia to bring the gospel over this place. But he was forbidden by the Holy Spirit to go to this place. Instead, he traveled northwest, passing through the regions of Phrygia and Galatia. He goes to Mysia. In Mysia, his thoughts is still to bring this gospel work to the mass of land that is next to Galatia. Well, Galatia is a place that he has been to, that he is familiar. Well, he wanted to preach this gospel to this mass of land next to it in Asia and Bithynia. But this time he wanted to travel north to Bithynia. But the Spirit of the Lord again did not allow him from doing so. So he traveled towards the southwest, and this time he landed in Troas. And in verse 9 it tells us, from here he received the vision of a man in Macedonia who was standing there urging him to come over to Macedonia to help us. From this vision, Paul then realized the direction that he has to go. Sometimes in our work, we always have our own plans. But in the midst of this plan, the Lord God guides us to a better way. If we refer to Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 19. Proverbs chapter 19 verse 21. Proverbs chapter 19 verse 21 tells us, many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of God that will stand. Here in two occasions, Paul has his plans. He wanted to go to Asia and to Bithynia. His purpose of going to these places is, of course, to bring the gospel of salvation to the people there. But yet, the Spirit of the Lord God forbids him from doing so. How did the Spirit of the Lord God forbid him? We are not sure. Maybe there are obstacles along the way, or maybe it is a feeling in his own heart. Whatever it is, this prevented Paul from preaching the gospel to the places that he had planned. But despite from being forbidden to go to these places that he planned, he is not discouraged. He knows the purpose of his journey. Wherever he goes, he has to proclaim the gospel to all the creations over there. He is bent on bringing this word of the Lord God to the whole world. But where to go first? It is not something that we may be able to comprehend. The scriptures did not tell us where to go first. Neither did the Spirit of God tell us specifically where to go. As long as we go forth to preach the word of the Lord God, we carry the purpose of the Lord God for us in our life. And we believe that the Lord God will guide us along the way. If you refer to Psalms chapter 25. Psalms chapter 25. Psalms chapter 25 verse 12. Verse 12 it tells us, who is the man who fears the Lord him will he instruct in the way that he should choose. If we are the people who fear the Lord God, giving reverence to the Lord God in all the things that we do, if our pursuit is in accordance to the will of the Lord God, if we seek the kingdom of the Lord and his righteousness first in our life, we trust that the Lord God is with us. He is guiding all the way as we go forth to carry out this mission of the Lord God. It is all right that when we set forth in our journey, we have our own plans. Our plans may have its weakness. But in the end of all this, there is a God in heaven who is watching over our path, who will guide us along the way. He will lead us into the path that he has chosen for us. We go back to Acts chapter 16. From verse 10, it tells us, when Paul had seen the vision, immediately he sought to go on into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. So setting sail from Troas, we made a direct voyage to Samothrace, and the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is the leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We remained in this city some days. Paul, knowing that this vision is from the Lord God, he is obedient to this commission of the Lord God, and he immediately set sail to Philippi. This is always the attitude of Paul in his mission work. Earlier, we say that twice he has expressed his desire to remain in the regions surrounding Galilee or Galatia, in Asia and in Bithynia. But this vision directs him to a place that is beyond. But immediately as he received this vision from the Lord God, he sought to go to Macedonia. He submitted to the guidance of the Lord God. Sometimes in our plans, we have our own thoughts. Of course, when we presented the plan, we have given deep thoughts to it. And in all this reasoning that we have in our mind, it points to this direction that we must go. Paul must have also done this. He felt that these regions next to Galatia is the best place for him to go, because it is not too far from his original place. It is also near to the places where the churches are established first. It may be easier for him to conduct his pastoral work in the latter stage. These may be the reasons that he had thought of. But then when the Lord God showed him a region that is beyond, he immediately submitted to this guidance of the Lord God. Isaiah chapter 55 verses 8 to 9 tells us, our thoughts and our desires are not equivalent to God's thoughts and desire. God's thoughts and ways are higher than our ways. Sometimes we may not be able to comprehend the way of the Lord God. We only need to be submissive to the guidance of the Spirit of the Lord God. In Acts chapter 8, it tells us of an incident. It is about Philip. After the persecutions in Jerusalem, there was scattered abroad, Philip came to Samaria. And from here, he began to preach the gospel to the people here. Many people came to believe. When the apostles in Jerusalem heard that the gospel is spread on to Samaria, they sent Peter and John over here. They lay hands on the people that they may receive the Holy Spirit. They also remained here for some time to assist in the pastoral work over here. But after a period of time, they left and went back to Jerusalem. If we refer to Acts chapter 8, verse 26, after the apostles have left for Jerusalem, an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Rise and go toward the south to the road that goes down to Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert place." And he rose and went. If we are in Philip's shoes, what will be in our mind? These are the people who have just suffered persecutions and dispersed over here. And they have established a new church in Samaria. Will our thoughts be like, we have to remain here? We need to nurture the young church here until maturity. In the desert, how many people are there? At least after the church here has been established, maybe we will consider going to preach the gospel in other places. Or maybe we thought that somebody else can go to these places. Maybe the apostles from Jerusalem, they are a more mature church. They will be able to send more people over there. But Philip did not consider all this. The calling of the Lord God is to him, and he must go. We thank the grace of the Lord God, because his obedience to this grace of the Lord God that is given to him. He went on this journey, and then he is able to convert this utopian Jew. This is the spirit of one who wants to live up the will of the Lord God. Proverbs chapter 3 tells us. Proverbs chapter 3. Verse 5. Verse 5 tells us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths." Or here it tells us that we do not lean on our own understanding. The way of the Lord God, the guidance of the Lord God, is what we must consider. When we are able to trust in the Lord God, he will guide us in the way that we should go. We go back to Acts chapter 16. We go back to Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. From verses 13 to 15, here it tells us, "And on the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate to the riverside, where we supposed there was a place of prayer, and we sat down and spoke with the woman who had come together. One who heard us was a woman named Lydia, from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple goods who was a worshipper of God. The Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what was said by Paul. And after she was baptized, and her household as well, she asked us, saying, 'If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay.' And she prevailed upon us." And so here it tells us, after Paul have come to Philippi, he stayed a few days there, and it was Sabbath day. Sabbath day is a day that the Lord God have set aside so that man can rest from their labors. It is a day that the Lord God have blessed and hallowed. Man should keep this Sabbath day. On this day, they must be able to gather to worship the Lord God, remembering the deliverance of the Lord God and looking forward to the rest that is to come. So wherever Paul goes in his missionary journey, from the first missionary journey to the second missionary journey, we always read Paul going to the synagogue to observe the Sabbath. He sat down to listen to the people. He also went to the synagogue. He stood up and encouraged the people. He also taught them the word of the Lord God and reasoned with them from the scriptures. In Philippi, when Paul came to this new place, he heard that there is a place by the side of the river, that there are people who gathered for prayer. Of course, when we have a chapel, we should go to the chapel to worship the Lord God. Because this is the place that we are dedicated to the Lord for this purpose of worship. But when we do not find a convenient place, it does not mean that we do not gather to observe the Sabbath. We have brothers and sisters who have gone abroad to places where there are no churches. They gathered in the members' houses to observe the Sabbath. There are also those who gathered in the offices in order that they will be able to keep the Sabbath. In Matthew chapter 18, Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20 tells us, "For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them." So here it tells us, wherever we may be, as long as two or three of us is gathered in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ is also in our midst. Today, we are restrained by this movement order, implemented because of the coronavirus pandemic. We are prevented from gathering together. But we still remember this Sabbath. We still keep this Sabbath. We are able to gather online to worship the Lord God. Though we are separated by distance, but we are one in spirit in our worship for the Lord God. We thank our Lord Jesus Christ. And when Paul gathered together with the woman at the side of the river, he began to share with them the word of the Lord God. In verse 40, it tells us, the Lord God opened the heart of Lydia. The Lord God opened the heart of Lydia. When one listens to the word of the Lord God, it is the Lord God opens our heart that we are able to understand the word of the Lord God. Today, in this society that we live in, we saw many sincere Christians. Christians that we say they do not walk in the path that leads to salvation. We cannot say that they are false Christians. We cannot say that they do not love the Lord God. Many of them are sincere. Many of them wanted to follow the way of the Lord God. Many of them have made much sacrifices to the Lord God to also preach Christ to the people around the world. They are very much like this group of people that is gathered by the side of the river. But they are the people who fear the Lord God. They are the people who observe the teachings of the Lord God. But can this sincerity and sacrifices that they made save them? In Matthew chapter 7, Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 to 23, here, our Lord Jesus Christ gives an example to a group of Christians. He gave an example of a group of Christians who were sincere and fervent in the faith. He says that this group of Christians, they prophesy in the name of the Lord. They cast out demons. They perform mighty works in the name of the Lord. And yet the Lord says to them, I never know you. Why is it that this sincere and fervent group of Christians is not known by the Lord? Here it tells us, it is because they do not do the will of the Lord. They do not do the will of the Lord. So today, we who seek the Lord God, we must also be known by the Lord. But when we say that they did not do the will of the Lord, is it because of the lack of sincerity? Definitely not. If they are not sincere people who follow the Lord, they would not go about prophesying in the name of the Lord. They will not be going about doing wonders and miracles in the name of the Lord. They are sincere people. But they did not do this will of the Lord because they lack this understanding of the word of the Lord. In Romans chapter 10, it tells us here, how can one believe unless he is able to hear? He must be able to hear the true word of the Lord God. Then only he will be able to believe and establish his faith in this word of the Lord God. But how can he hear unless someone speaks to them? Unless there is someone who come and share this gospel of salvation to them, they will not be able to hear. That's why they cannot believe. They cannot follow. But this is where our responsibility comes in. We thank God that we have the gospel of salvation. It is through the grace of the Lord God that we have received this gospel of salvation. The Bible tells us that freely we have received, freely give. Freely we have received this gospel, freely we must share it with the people of the world. It becomes our responsibility to share this gospel to the people of the world. It is our duty to present the whole truth to them. This is the part that we must do. This is the part that we must not be lacking. But then again, to convert a person is not in our hands. It is the work of the Spirit of the Lord God. So that's why while Paul is preaching by the side of this river, it is the Spirit of the Lord God that opens the heart of Lydia. The evangelical work that we are doing today, it is not done through strength and might. It is by the Spirit of the Lord. We may be eloquent in our speech. We may be able to win a debate. But if the other person do not believe and repent, it also comes to nothing. At most, we can say that we are able to answer all these questions. Or we have presented great knowledge to the other people. But evangelism is about saving souls. It is not about presenting a theology to people. That's why the work of the Spirit upon the people who listen to the word of the Lord God is very important. In John chapter 16, verse 13 here tells us, John chapter 16, verse 13 tells us, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak his own authority, but have whatever he speaks, he hears, he will speak. He will declare to you the things that are incoming. It is the Spirit of the Lord that opens the heart, that will guide us into all truth. That's why evangelism must come together with much prayer. Pray that the Lord God will open the hearts of the listeners, that they are able to comprehend this gospel of salvation. To Lydia is concerned, after the Lord God opened his heart, he is able to understand the preaching from Paul. In verse 15 here, it tells us, she and her households were baptized. After knowing and understand the truth, it must end with baptism. Only baptism saves us. Only when we are baptized, then we become part of the body of Christ. When we are not baptized, we are still a foreigner to the commonwealth of God. When we are baptized, then we become citizens of the household of God. We have the hope of salvation in the kingdom of God. This is what we must all be able to do today. We thank the grace of the Lord God that has given us this commission to share this gospel to the whole world. We must take up this commission of Christ to share this gospel of salvation to the whole world. For this evangelical work, we thank our Lord Jesus Christ that our evangelical affairs during this period of constrained movement, they have rolled up the GA Evangelical site under www.salvation.my. www.salvation.my. The purpose is for us to continue to evangelize or to preach the word of the Lord God in the midst of this period of restraint. This is something that we can do, or to share this website with our friends. When they enter into this site, on the home page, you can click on what we believe, and it brings us into the articles on the gospel of salvation. We click on what we believe, and it brings us to the articles on the gospel of salvation. It tells us about this gospel that we are preaching. If you look towards the top of this page, there is a media. We click on this, and it brings us to video clips on our beliefs. These are short clips introducing our beliefs. Each topic is divided to 4 to 5 clips, and each clip is about 6 minutes. It is made easy for our friends to follow our teachings. Of course, in this site, we have our church locations, upcoming evangelical events in various churches. Let us introduce this site to our friends. They can also write into us, and we will have people who handle their inquiries, and volunteers will be able to follow up in this outreach. At the same time, we also invite our brothers and sisters to contribute articles and witnessing to this site. We thank the grace of the Lord. All glory to Jesus Christ. Amen. We will now sing another hymn. Let us arise to sing hymn 285. 285.
Sing again, sing again, sing again. endless and forgiveness there. Grant your timidity for the rain is coming, and we lost in the fullness of prayer. Lord, come to the deep. One child's more taught in the ocean divine, all the truth has birthed. But I am lost when you stand on the shore and gaze on the ocean so wide. But never an angel stands to explore all the lands and the earth and the sky.
We thank our Lord Jesus Christ for his guidance in our service today. We will now have our prayer. In our prayer, we will also pray for those of our brothers and sisters who are not with us in our service here. May the grace of the Lord God be with them, that they have this opportunity to gather together with us in our service again. We also pray for the situation in this world, that the peace of the Lord God will be with all men, to guide us in these difficult moments. We also pray for the evangelical work in our church. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Lord, hear in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Hallelujah. Let the grace of Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit, grace of Lord Jesus Christ, Hallelujah.
Long chant through the deep, O land of my God. Long chant in the ocean divine, out at the water's flow. Long chant into the deep, O land of my God. We thank our Lord Jesus Christ. Our service ends here. All praise and glory to our Lord Jesus Christ.